For the online sample lesson in eTech 530, where we had to make a really good constructivist online lesson or blended learning lesson, I drew upon some discussion that was had in another class. I can't remember which MET class it was, but we had quite a good discussion, the instructor plus a number of us students, about using summative versus formative assessment in online environments. Now, my position was that one should never use summative assessment because students can very easily get around that by helping each other out. Of course, collaboration is good. And so if one friend goes to another friend's house and logs in with the other friend's computer and does a quiz that's summative, they're cheating, of course, but they are helping each other out. And anyway, so that was why I decided that personally I would never use summative assessment in an online environment. However, I believe in formative because that is where you help the students to help themselves to learn where they are needing to learn more. And of course, to also reinforce the fact that they have learned well in certain aspects of the content. So I decided I would base a little quiz on a University of California Berkeley School of Law quiz that was also formative. And I put together my internet privacy formative quiz. And I used that plus a few other sources that are listed below. And I also provided the students with a feedback video that would provide them, again, with the reinforcement or the direction that they needed so that they would be able to improve on whatever area they were perhaps what we call just in development, or what's that word? It's just emerging at the moment. Ah, yes, that's it, emerging. Anyway, that's basically the background behind this artifact.